Hi, this is Dr. Saeed Ikkering, medical report patient. First name is Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Last name, Etheridge, E-T-H-R-I-D-G-E. Date of birth is 01-06-1971. Period examination date is 09-16-2022. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with chief complaint of upper back pain, comma, scoliosis and pain. Your next line, subject to colon. Correction. Start from the beginning. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of upper back pain, comma, fatigue, comma. Weakness. Your next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that her upper back pain is most of the time sore. And she's not able to do activities of daily living. And also, she feels fatigue. And patient had excess of the thoracic spine. And the results are reviewed with the patient. And all the questions answered to her satisfaction here. It showed that the patient has S-shaped scoliosis and multi-level thoracic spondylosis. And there was also degenerative changes rotated with retrolisthesis of T11 over T12. Period. Patient stated that the pain level is 5 or 6 and it is worse upon exertion. However, patient get relief after resting completely. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied a dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or loss of consciousness, period. Next line, past medical history is significant for migraine type headache and she is on Relvax 20 milligram twice a day as needed. Period. Next line, patient has a history of vitamin D deficiency and she is on vitamin D3 supplement 50,000 units once a week. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and she is on simvastatin 10 milligram once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of significant pain in both the hands due to hand and thumb deformity. The patient is taking meloxicam 7.5 milligram once a day as needed, along with gabapentin 100 milligram, 3 tablets, 3 times a day as needed. Next line. Family history is significant for osteoporosis. Period. Next line. Social history patient lives with a husband and she's not able to work due to severe both hand pain, both elbow pain, comma, both shoulder pain. And patient has no history of substance abuse or alcohol drinking or smoking. Period. Next line. Obstructive colon. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Your next line, chest is symmetrical without any deformity. Your next line, heart examination has normal. First and second response without any cardiac murmur. Your next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Your next line, abdomen is soft without any organomegaly and power from the active. Your next line, extremities has no calf tendonitis or edema or tremors. Your next line, neurological examination, the patient is able to ambulate without any support. However, her gait is slow. Here, next line, musculoskeletal examination reveals significant tenderness of the parathoracic soft tissues, especially T9 to L1 and lumbar correction and lumbar forward flexion is painful at 45 degrees as well as lateral flexion period. Patient has S-shaped scoliosis of the thoracic spine. Period. Both hands, and especially the thumb joints are deformed, has a deformity period. Next patient, same patient, Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, last name Eldridge, E-T-H-R-I-D-G-E, date of birth is 01-06-1971, period examination date is 10-4-2022, period examination, chief complaint, colon patient came today with a chief complaint of muscle spasm of the upper back and right hand deformity and pain, period examination, subject to colon. Patient yesterday that despite taking meloxicam, she still have muscle spasm and upper back and pain in the both correction pain in the both hand, but more in the right than the left side. Period. Patient has taken muscle relaxant in the past with some relief. Period. Patient is not able to do her daily chores at home, and her husband is helping her. Period. Next line. Review on system, colon, patient denied. Significant weight loss, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmurs. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Period. Next line. Lower extremities are remarkable. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination revealed tenderness of the soft tissue of the thoracic spine with the muscle spasms. Period. Next line. Both hands have significant deformity, and right hand has most deformity and not able to make a complete fist. It causes significant pain. Period. Next patient. Same patient. Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, last name is Eldridge, E-T-H-R-I-D-G-E. Date of birth is 01-06-1971, period examination date is 10-20-2022. The next line, chief complaint, colon, patient came today as a follow for low power. Correction, patient came today as a follow for upper back pain, period next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that her upper back pain level is 5 or sometimes 6, and she is taking meloxicam. 7.5 milligram, sometimes twice a day, along with Zanaflex, Z-A-N-A-F-L-E-X, 2 milligram, as needed. And she is 15 to 20% better. Our patients still have pain upon activities, especially any activity with upper extremities. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, focal weakness of the upper or lower extremities. Period. Next line. Objective colon. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds are active. Period. Next line. Extremities has no periodema or calf tenderness. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the tenderness of the thoracic soft tissues and lumbar flexion is painful. Upper flexion, forward flexion at 45 degrees. Next patient, same patient, Kimberly Etheridge, date of birth is 01-06-1971, period examination date is 11-21-2022, period next line. Chief complaint, colon. Patient came today as a follow for upper back pain and also. All the joint pains. Here, next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that joint pains has been worsening and it is generalized. And patient is on somatostatin. Patient may have side effects. Period. In the past, patient has taken diazepam, 2 milligram, one tablet twice a day, with a reasonable relief, and she is not taking Xanaflex anymore. Period. Next line. Tibial system, colon, patient denied. Excessive weight loss or weight gain, comma. Pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, leg swelling or gap swelling, period, next line. Objective colon, heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, period, next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing, period, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active, period, next line. Extremity says no calf tenderness or edema, period, next line. Neurological examination is intact. Our patient has difficulty doing any housework due to hand deformity. Period, next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals a tenderness of the correction, less tenderness of the upper thoracic soft tissues. And patient has generalized joint aches. Especially over the shoulders and knees. The patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Our patient continues to have pain. Deformity of both the hands, period. Next line, had a long discussion with patient regarding generalized joint pains. And she's advised to follow up with the rheumatologist, period. End of dictation.